Talking about the M2 motorway again, and noticeable this year has been the general slowing of traffic at peak times in both directions. Travel times at peak hour is climbing to the point that from the Lane Cove Tunnel exit, it's now a constant crawl all the way to Pennant Hills Road and beyond up to Windsor Road. From where I sit, the upgrade of the M2 several years ago was poorly planned. The reduction in lanes from 3 to 2 at Pennant Hills Road is a major cause of the bottleneck, which gets worse week by week, and the traffic is now backing up through the Lane Cove Tunnel. Frankly, the M2 is far from a motorway. A high proportion of the 100,000 daily motorists pay $6.55 to sit in a crawl when measures could be taken to alleviate their travel times. A full lane is dedicated to a bike lane for a small number of privileged bike riders each day, while the bus lane could also be opened up at peak times to cars carrying two or more passengers. From my observation, the bike lane is rarely used during peak travel times. Why couldn't it be used exclusively at peak times for cars and at off-peak times and weekends kept exclusively for bicycles? A sensible way of sharing the road to the benefit of all road users and alleviating a daily traffic grind for many motorists. Many cars also on the M2 only carry a driver. Why not reward those that carry two or more passengers the opportunity to use the bus lane, which for the most part is hardly used? Transport Minister Duncan Gay, where are you? I'm David Berthon.